love this gospel. We're not going to talk too much about it, but it's a lot. It's the perseverance in beseeching our Lord, the perseverance in prayer, even when you run into obstacles. How many run into obstacles when you pray? Anybody run into obstacles when you pray? Just a few times? Yeah. So it's a great image of like, just push through, push through, push through. But St. Justin the Martyr is just so powerful to realize, again, our faith as Christians and especially as Catholics, our faith is historical. It has historical grounds as well as many other grounds and mystical grounds and moral grounds. It has historical grounds. The person of Jesus Christ, the eyewitnesses, the written testimonies, some of them are in the Bible, some of them are not in the Bible. I love the extra biblical references to what we do as Christians and Catholics, that were the things that were being done very, very early in the story. So Justin the Martyr, around 130, 150 AD, again, Jesus died in like 33 AD. So like within one generation, we have some writings telling us what Christians did, how they lived, how they didn't live, how they conformed with the society around them, when they didn't conform to the society around them, and what they would do when they would gather together, the church moments, when they would gather around the altar. What day would they gather? He actually specifies all these things. They would take up a collection. That's how we still do that. It's not just for Father's piggy bank. But anyway, so I just want to read some things that he wrote so early. The original, I think, was either Greek or Latin, but I'll do the English for you. Let's see. And on the day called Sunday, all who live in the cities or in the country gather together in one place, and the memoirs of the apostles or the writings of the prophets of the Old Testament are read. As long as time permits, how about that, right? 60 minutes, nothing. As long as time permits, then, when the reader has ceased, the presider verbally teaches or instructs and exhorts to the imitation of these good things. That's the homily. When our prayer is ended, bread and wine mixed with water are brought forward, and the presider similarly offers prayers and thanksgivings as he is able, and the people assent, saying, Amen. And there is a distribution to each, Holy Communion, a participation of that which is left over, and those who are absent are brought a portion by the deacons. That's one of the roles of the deacons, is to bring the Eucharist to those who couldn't come to the congregation. There's brought forth to the presider of the brothers bread and a cup of wine mixed with water. We still do that today. It was a Jewish tradition to mix the wine with just a little bit of water. So that's what Jesus did, so we do the same thing. And the presider, taking them, gives praise and glory to the Father of the universe, the Father of all creation. Blessed are you, Lord God of the universe. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. It's just a translation difference. Through the name of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and offers thanks at considerable length. It's a long Eucharistic prayer. They used Eucharistic prayer 1. No, just kidding. But that came later. But it's a long Eucharistic prayer. For our being counted worthy, we thank you for counting us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you, to receive these things at his hand. And they say, Amen. This word, Amen, it's a Hebrew word that they kept. It expresses, so be it, let it be done to me. So be it. Amen. And this food is called among us, and they use as a Greek word, Eucharisteia, thanksgiving, bread of thanks, of which no one can partake but the one who believes that the things which we teach are true, and who has been washed with the washing for the remission of sins unto rebirth. What is that washing? What's he referring to? Baptism. So you didn't receive until you'd been baptized. For not as common bread or common drink do we receive these things, but just as Jesus Christ, our Savior, who himself was made flesh by the word of God, had both flesh and blood for our salvation. Likewise, we have been taught that the food which is blessed by the prayer of his word, and from which our blood and flesh are nourished, is the flesh and blood of Jesus. For the apostles and the memoirs composed by them, which are called Gospels, by 150 AD, they were already existing, being passed around and called Gospels, have thus delivered unto us what Jesus enjoined us, that he took bread, and when he had given thanks, said, do this in memory of me. This is my body. And then in a like manner, having taken the cup and giving thanks, he said, this is my blood. And he gave it to them. So all these things, we still do them 2023 years later, because that's what Jesus wanted done, and that's what the early community did and passed on. We simply ask for a renewed appreciation of the gift we have received and a renewed commitment to pass it on faithfully to those around us. Amen? Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.